Let me turn my phone on silent. Are we ready, guys?
I mean, I've never heard so many negative.
Well, I'll just.
I got you one here.
Pride, and we can't have this, and we can't.
All right, guys, we're gonna start. All right. I now call to order this meeting of the Winchester Town Advisory Board. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Excellent. All righty, next we'll move on to our roll call. We'll start here at the end.
My name is Chris Hooper.
And I'm Dorothy Gold.
Christian Bardion.
Mallory Cristales, Secretary.
And I'm April Mensch, and from the county we have...
Beatrice Martinez, Commissioner Sagerblum's office, and...
Planning Commissioner Vivian Kolarski, Commissioner Sagerblum's office.
Excellent. That's all of us today? Okay. All right, next we'll move on to public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Do we have any public comments? Yes.
Vivian Kolarski, Planning Commissioner. Because I'm going to take off really fast after the meeting. But I just wanted to say thank you. I appreciate you guys. As a Planning Commissioner, your decisions go up to mine, to the next board. That's where I sit. And I just want you to know that I do listen to what you guys say. I listen to the tapes. And I read the recommendations that you sent up. So I appreciate you guys. Continue to do the good job that you've been doing while you've been on this board. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Clarification, we are allowed to speak when the item comes up?
Yes.
Okay, I'll reserve that.
All righty, so moving on, and thank you. Moving on, we'll move on to the approval of minutes for November. Wait, am I looking at the wrong date? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
My calendar is, okay. Now we'll move on to the approval of minutes for November 12th, 2024. Do I have a motion?
A motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next we'll move on to the approval of the agenda for December 10th, 2024. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next we'll move on to informational items. Do we have any informational items?
No informational items.
Excellent. Now we'll move on to the planning and zoning portion. We'll start with item 1, UC-24-0611-E-J Club LLC, a use permit to follow an office, to allow an office as a principal use in conjunction with an existing commercial industrial building on 1.02 acres in an industrial light zone. Do we have our applicant here?
Yes, Mark Picaro with EJ Club LLC. Reason for the application
Can we get you to please spell your name for the record? And you can come on up here too.
Oh, you can come up. All right.
Yeah, just so we have our eyes are going.
Sure. Mark Picaro, it's M-A-R-K, V-A-C-C-A-R-O. Reason for the application is Title 30 made changes to our entire upstairs level, which is predominantly used by what's called, or used to be called, out-call entertainment referral services. Mm-hmm. So now that they don't have a designation, the use permit that we went through to approve the building has changed where they now need to be office users. They no longer have an adult overlay. So zoning just recommended, hey, just go ahead and have the whole building approved for office use so you don't have to come every time, special use permit, since our upstairs is predominantly all offices anyway.
All right. Do we have any questions from the general public? No. Any questions from the board?
No. Nope, just that interesting. We went from an outcall to now a proper building.
You know, it's...
not that outcall is it?
As a landlord, we appreciated the censorship, I guess, of that industry, and now it's like they've removed, they removed the overlays from it. So, I don't know. We don't agree with it, but it is what it is.
Okay.
Are you anticipating, how would this work? Would you have tenants lined up?
We already have tenants.
Oh, okay.
So the
okay.
tenants, yeah, the building's 100% occupied. It's just they completely, due to the changes, we had a new tenant that came on board, and they said, well, you no longer need that adult overlay and separation from, you know, XYZ in order to operate these types of businesses. Uh-huh. They're now considered office users, you know, and so we never approved the building for office use. We did back actually a few months ago for a lawyer who occupies in our lower level. Had we known then that we could have done a one use for the entire building, we would have done it then. We just found out that, oh, they changed Title 30 and it changed like six different tenants. Mm-hmm. You know, you so, you know, this just brings us all into compliance. Okay.
Alrighty. Any other questions?
No.
Would anyone like to make a motion?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Happy evening.
Thank you, sir. All right. Happy holidays. Okay. Moving on to item 2, VS-24-0572. County of Clark, LV Convention Authority, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County. Located between Elvis Presley Boulevard and Convention Center Drive.
Oh, and there
I am. And there I am.
Here you are.
I am Nancy Amundson, 520 South 4th Street, representing the applicant on this. I don't know if you remember, but about a month ago, Jawan Watson came in and gave a presentation about modifying the transportation element mm-hmm. to allow... everything I believe above, in fact I have it here, everything above Flamingo Road mm-hmm. up to Sahara to have a little more flexibility because a lot of the properties, they built up the sidewalk, some of the requirements made the future right-of-way go through buildings and that sort of thing. You recommended approval of that. It went to the Planning Commission last week. And it will go to the Board of County Commissioners, the first meeting in January. What this is, when the Las Vegas Convention Authority created this parcel, they conveyed to Clark County 33.5 feet of right-of-way, which Clark County built sidewalk on, put the bollards in, I think there's a little landscaping in that, and then there was the property line. But because of the way the transportation element was written, they had to create an easement, 16.5 foot easement for a future right-of-way. Mm-hmm. The public works said we don't need that 16.5 foot easement, but since it's on there, we have to request it to be vacated. So it's not changing the property line, it's not changing the project that you all approved. Building's still gonna be back 16.5 feet, it's just that they're not going to have that easement, that 16.5 foot easement. So, and that's what the request is. So it will go to the Board of County Commissioners. This one will, at the same time that the transportation element update goes to the Board of County Commissioners as well.
Do we have any questions from the general public?
What's the building?
Oh, nope. We'll need you to stand up, state your name.
Okay, Will Bradley.
And address?
2700 Las Vegas Boulevard South.
Excellent.
Unit 4105. And what's the project that's going to be built on that?
This was Project 65. It was approved by the Board of County Commissioners a few months ago. So it is in the front. They'll have retail and restaurants and that sort of thing. And to the rear, approved was a hotel and residential and some other entertainment venues, but that was approved a while ago. This is just for the 16.5 foot easement.
This easement request is being made because of that project.
No, it would have been made whether the project came or not. The project is not in the easement. It's just a matter of the county decided they didn't need so. If you don't need the easement, or if you don't need the future right-of-way, let's get rid of it on, you know,
And that project's twin towers, is that correct? One's hotel, one's residential?
Right, and they are along Elvis Presley. In the back.
So this, the net effect will be a smaller sidewalk or more road or?
It will be, there won't be anything. You know how it's completed right now? You've got sidewalk, you have the bollards. It
what
will
street
be
is this?
Because the property kind of ends at the sidewalk. So the 16.5 feet right now is just, and it's just going to, you know, be part of the development. But right now, the project was 16.5 feet back. And this is, so in case, for instance, let's say you want to put a balcony on it, they want to do something like that. They could do that now, they could do that easily.
So this property would be transferred to that developer?
The developer owns the property.
Oh, okay.
The developer owns the property. This is just an easement over the property. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
So it's Elvis Presley, and then it's on to Las Vegas Boulevard. Is that right?
Right. The easement is only on Las Vegas Boulevard. So this is Las Vegas Boulevard. The 16.5 feet. Is the property that, okay.
That's Las Vegas Boulevard?
Detailing the easement.
Yeah, this is detailing the easement. The black line is the property line.
Right.
The 16.5 feet is that green, and it's an easement within the property itself. And then the second page shows you the 33.5 feet of right-of-way that was already conveyed, that's owned by the county, that's already improved. This is just the easement, and it's on that property next to Las Vegas Boulevard. I'm sorry, I didn't explain that better.
And just so everyone kind of understands, can you just re-clarify what an easement is for anyone who might be a little lost?
So an easement can be one of two things. It can be an easement for utilities, and actually this is also an easement for utilities, so they're going to have to negotiate with the utilities to move it. But an easement for a future right-of-way on Las Vegas Boulevard is just an easement that notes that if perchance they need to widen Las Vegas Boulevard sometime in the future, they're going to take that property away from the developer. Does that make sense? Sorry.
That's a good thing. Where they retain the right to take it away from the developer.
Right,
but
the county has decided they don't need it anymore. So they're
decreasing
they're
the
decreasing
width of Las Vegas Boulevard.
Because Las Vegas Boulevard was hoped to be 200 feet wide, but it actually, that 200 feet goes to other buildings already on the strip north of Flamingo. And I think that's what the presentation or they would have told you at the Planning Commission. And I know they said that because I listened to your...
It was on consent. So.
Yeah. I thought they would have explained. But Juwan came in and gave you a really good presentation about it.
All right, do you have any other questions, guys?
Nope.
All right, would anyone care to make a motion?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Congratulations.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
It feels so weird that we're saying that now.
Happy holiday.
All righty, next we'll move on to, what did I miss? General business. I think we do have general business.
We do, Chair. We are approving next calendar year's calendar. As a reminder, you do not have a meeting January 2nd. We canceled it last year. The only thing that I want to flag for you, October 30th. You have a meeting on October 30th, so unless you're hosting your Halloween party, then it's okay. And then staff is also recommending to cancel your November 27th meeting because that is on Thanksgiving, and your January 1st meeting because that's also a holiday.
Oh, yeah.
So we usually formally cancel those meetings because they fall on a federal holiday. And of course, if there are no items, the meeting will be canceled.
Okay.
When we realize that there are no items.
Is there any other...
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, there was two years ago. We didn't look at it, of course, and we did end up. We had a meeting on Halloween.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so everyone look closely.
So November 11th, which is Veterans Day, is being recommended as a no meeting.
Okay.
And then...
So on November 11th, October then?
No. No, November 11th, Veterans Day.
November 11th is Veterans Day.
No, she mentioned Halloween too.
Sorry, that
she was looking at it.
Oh, okay. That's true.
And...
they've highlighted them.
The only other time is... and you did have a meeting, I believe this... I don't think you had a meeting for Thanksgiving, the week of Thanksgiving. You are scheduled to have a meeting. We usually do. I just want to highlight some of them. And then December 30th, you're scheduled to have a meeting. So those are the only days around the holidays. But staff is only really recommending to cancel November 11th meeting.
What about, didn't we, I feel like we talked about, and this is why there's not another one until next year. Didn't we cancel that last meeting this year? Because this is our final meeting.
The 31st.
Yeah, like the 30th. Okay.
Yes. The 31st has also been canceled.
But the 30th.
For next year.
For next year.
For 2025.
Is anyone planning on going out of town for the holidays? Quick, you better know now. What are you doing next year for Christmas?
Of course, you can always, if there is no quorum, the meeting will be canceled.
Okay.
If you want for now, you can follow staff recommendation of just canceling the November 11th meeting and then
okay.
by year for the rest of the year.
Okay. Was it Valentine's and Halloween in 2023 that we had meetings?
2023?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, we did we had meetings fall on two holidays. Because we were sleepy when we looked at this. Yeah, you were here.
So if I just need someone to make a motion for staff recommended calendar.
Motion.
Motion.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Excellent. All right. And get back to my thing here. All right.
And just one last general business, I want to thank board member Dorothy Gold. This is your last meeting. We really thank you for all your hard work and dedication. We found Dorothy found us. She is a huge advocate for her neighborhood, and so she thought she wanted to be more involved and just like you guys volunteer for this board. So I really want to thank you. You were a wonderful addition to the board, and we really appreciate
all
your...
And it was truly, it was not only fun, but it was an honor and a privilege. So I thank you all, and it really, very enlightening, more so than I thought. Thank you all.
Don't be a stranger.
Believe me, you
won't
be.
Yeah, we're gonna miss you.
We are gonna miss you.
Every time I drive down Mojave, I'm clicking off. Gotta call Beecher. Meanwhile, your baby is celebrating what second Christmas?
Yeah.
So that. She's two.
So she's all excited.
Yeah. Well, let me wrap this up.
Okay. Well, that's okay. Baby can be here.
We're moving on to comments by the general public. Does anyone have any general comments? Alrighty, excellent. Our next meeting is
January 14th,
2025. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Well, Dorothy, I'm gonna miss you.
I hope so.